Back at Carter-Finley Stadium in Raleigh as we head to the second quarter in the state 2A championship game. Reidsville with a 14-3 lead over Clinton. Dave Pulaski with Drew Brackett alongside. Want to remind you that high school football on WSJS is brought to you in part by Rise Indoor Sports, building strong athletes and a healthy community, as well as the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds, your one-stop source for entertainment in Winston-Salem. Well, Reidsville being very efficient on offense here on their opening two possessions, taking it into the end zone both times, both on touchdown passes, one to Deontay Neal on a little shovel pass, jet sweep, and the other to Kentre Harrison, in which he dragged four dark horse defenders into the end zone from the four-yard line.
Yeah, an impressive start from the Rams so far. You know, two drives, two touchdowns, and on the first possession for Clinton, you hold them to a field goal. And now, to open this second quarter, they'll have a third and short coming up.
It's going to be third and one for the Dark Horses right near midfield at the Reidsville 48. Ball's going to be placed on the right hash mark. It's right at the top of the NCHSAA Championships logo that's painted into the grass. They're going to run the tush push right up the middle with Nadarian Blackwell. Blackwell has the first down and more all the way up to the 43-yard line. What a drive by the Dark Horse offensive line consisting of four seniors and a junior. And there's some big guys in there, too. Walter Parsons, the left guard at 290 pounds. Jameek Sampson, 295 pounds. They pushed that Reidsville pile forward and got the first down.
Well, absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why the Dark Horse's offense, you know, so good is because of the experience and the talent at the offensive line position.
Gain of five on that quarterback sneak. Now a handoff to Josiah Robinson. Robinson slips out of one tackle and gets up to the 40-yard line on a gain of three. It's going to make it second down as the Dark Horses looking to mount a comeback here from a rare deficit that they've experienced this season.
And, I mean, if you're Clinton, you just continue to, you know, go with your game plan, you know, and make the defensive adjustments. You know, your offense, you know, had to drive, you know, almost 90 yards the first drive. Couldn't quite get all the way into the end zone. You got three out of it, but, you know, it's going to be the Clinton defense that's going to have to make the adjustments to try and, you know, stop Reidsville.
Second down and seven from the 40-yard line. Pitch to Josiah Robinson running left, trying to get to the outside, and does. Robinson turns the corner inside the 30, inside the 20, and finally shouldered out of bounds along the far sideline at about the 17-yard line. Josiah Robinson, once he got the edge, was able to scamper for about 23 yards and a first down.
Flag on the play, though, Dave. That'll come back as I think they're going to tag Josiah Dwyer with holding downfield there.
Yeah, the flag comes down at the 30-yard line beyond where the first down was.
Holding. Offense. Number 50, 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Second down.
That's going to get some boos from the Clinton Dark Horse fans who are gathered in droves over on the far side of the field. The lower bowl here at Carter-Finley Stadium is almost full on that side. The three middle sections are completely packed, and then you have scattered fans on the outside sections. Robinson gets the carry again on second down and seven. That 10-yard penalty basically amounted to a do-over. And this time Robinson gets stacked up and brought down at the line of scrimmage. Might have gotten a yard to the 39. It's going to make it third down.
Yeah, nice stop there by Reidsville to force the third down. And for the Dark Horses, if you don't get it here, imagine that they'll go for it.
And kind of in that no-man's land territory here. And already down 14-3 to a Reidsville team that has been averaging 50 points per game during the last 2 months. Third down and six from the 39-yard line. And as Nidarian Blackwell was trying to direct traffic, Corey Johnson didn't like the way things were shaping up, so he's going to call timeout. So Corey Johnson, in his sixth season as Clinton's head coach, he was the former defensive coordinator at Scotland County, where he was there for 5 years, hired right out of college, where he was a star linebacker at Catawba. At one point had the all-time single-season tackles record for Catawba. Spent 5 years under Richard Bailey with the Fighting Scots. Went to two state championship games in 2013 and 2017 with Scotland. Then got hired at the age of 26 as the head coach at Clinton, taking over for the legendary Bob Lewis, who guided the Dark Horses to several state championships and really just kept the thing rolling here for this Dark Horse program that's now in its 11th state championship game, which is tied for 7th all time in the modern era.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite impressive, and you know, you give credit to Johnson for continuing to, you know, keep this club rolling, and you know, the winning tradition, the history that they have, and it's impressive, you know, for a coach to come in there and get things done like he has for the last six seasons.
Now trying to win his first state championship as a head coach. He's in a black hoodie over on the far sideline, Clinton in script above that horseshoe logo. And now on third down and six out of the timeout from the 39-yard line, running right and trying to get outside is Nidarian Blackwell, and there are a whole host of gray jerseys there to bring him down. Reedsville makes the tackle at the 37-yard line, a gain of two, and that's going to make it fourth down and four now for the Dark Horses.
Good pursuit on the play. Titus Burson, one of the Rams players there, and they saw that ball going to the right with Blackwell and darted to it. So now it brings up a fourth and four.
Here comes one of the early key plays to the game. And it looks like Clinton maybe bringing in the punting unit and trying to play field position here. Nidarian Blackwell, the quarterback, also serves as the punter. He's standing at the 47-yard line, about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and about four, and the play clock ran all the way down to zero.
5 yard penalty, fourth down.
So a delay of game will push Clinton back 5 yards, which might not be the worst thing in terms of trying to pin Reedsville deep here. It almost certainly removes the fake punt out of the equation. As a chant of "Let's go Rams" comes from the Reedsville sideline. And Blackwell, an end-over-end kick that is going to bounce inside the 10-yard line, roll inside the 5, and it is going to come to a dead stop inside the 1-yard line. What a punt by Nidarian Blackwell, as he's able to boot it 41 yards, and Reedsville is going to start inside their own 1 with 8:53 to go in the first half.
Wow, that's a terrific special teams play for the Dark Horses, as you have the great punt by Blackwell, and then the coverage is there, and to stop it at the 1 or half-yard line, and this Reedsville offense going to have to go a long way here to find Pater.
And at one point, you wondered whether Clinton was actually going to down the ball. Uh-huh. There was a gunner down there just kind of watching it. And then finally said, oh, yeah, this is close enough. So now the Rams are operating just outside the end zone that says Wolfpack to our right, the south end zone. Out of the shotgun, Al Lee, quick throw to the left, catch made. That's Deontay Neal. Neal stiff arms a man and gets dragged down by his gray jersey at the 6-yard line. Coming in and making the tackle is Alex Evans, determined to not let Neal go. It's a gain of 5. That'll give the Rams a little bit of breathing room here for second down.
Nice open field tackle from Alex Evans as Neal gives the Rams some breathing room. Caught that one in the end zone on the screen, able to get out and make it to the 6.
Alex Evans, the 6-foot, 175-pound senior, has a couple of FBS offers as a preferred walk-on, Appalachian State and Charlotte. He's also going to be in that East-West All-Star game at Jamison Stadium in Greensboro in a couple of weeks. Now on second down and 5, handoff goes to Quashawn Flippin, and Clinton's all over it. They're going to drag him down in the backfield for a loss of 2.
Just all over him there as they were looking for Flippin as he went to his right, but made a small juke, got caught up in the backfield, though. Nice tackle on the play by Williams.
Yeah, that's Amaris Williams, the Florida commit, making that defensive stop. So third down and 6 now for Reedsville from the 5-yard line as the Clinton fans again make noise. And now a timeout will be called by Eric Teague for Reidsville. And that'll stop the clock with 7:34 to go in the first half. Reidsville holding on to a 14-3 lead.
And the play clock was at, what, 14 maybe? So it wasn't a concern for a delay game. Just wanted to talk about this third down as they're leading by 11 here.
Yeah, this is a big third down, obviously, with the field position. That terrific punt by Nidarian Blackwell, pinning Reidsville at the one. And that is exactly the antidote for a offense that has put up touchdowns on their first two drives.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly, you know, what you want, and that's what Corey Johnson wanted. You know, when choosing the punt there, they take the delay game, and then, here's a way to slow down a team. Let's make them start at their own one.
70-degree day here on December 9th for this final day of the high school football season. Partly cloudy skies. It's supposed to rain later on, but much later in the day. We'll get this game in without trouble, and they'll probably get the 4A championship game between Weddington and Hoggarden here at Carter-Finley before the night's out, before the rain starts to fall. So out of the timeout, third down and six from the five-yard line. Ali rolling out to his left. Looks, throws, has a man near sideline. Catch made by Deontay Neal, who is going to scamper toward the near sideline. Gets out of bounds at the 15-yard line. A gain of 10 on third and six. And that's a huge first down for the Rams.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, you get Neal catches that ball, and after he catches it in the backfield, he's able to break one tackle, make a move to the outside, and pick up the first down.
Remember, Deontay Neal missed the first half of the season with a collarbone injury. That was one of the reasons why the Rams struggled in the early going. They had so many injuries to key guys. But Neal is healthy. He has over 500 receiving yards in just seven games played, as well as three interceptions on the defensive side. Now on first and 10 from the 15. Hand off to Cobb. And Cobb is going to get stacked up and brought down by Amaris Williams and company at the 16-yard line. A gain of a yard. And that's going to make it second down. As once again, Williams making his presence felt.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've called his name on defense a couple of times here this afternoon. And yeah, he's right there as the runner had nowhere to go.
Amaris Williams, the future Florida Gator. Second down, they'll call it a gain of two. So second down and eight from the 17. Lee with an empty backfield from the shotgun. They want the bubble screen to the right. And that ball was dropped. Third for Quashawn Flippin over on the right side. And Reidsville's all-time receiving yardage leader was unable to haul that in. It's going to be third down and eight now for the Rams.
Jakarian Keenan for the Dark Horse is able to come up and blow up that play as he was right there reading that screen.
Third down and eight now. Ball's in the middle of the field as Reidsville goes right to left across your radio. And flags come in.
False start. Offense. Number zero. Third down.
So Kendre Harrison ended up jumping early there. And that's going to push Reidsville behind the sticks now. It'll be third down and 13. Clock stops momentarily with 6:48 remaining here in the first half. Rams with trip wide receivers out to the right, one to the left. Out of the empty backfield. Lee looks, lobs, near sideline. Leaping catch made. Was he in bounds?
Wow.
Quashawn Flippin hauled it in.
Out of bounds.
And it's going to be an incompletion. Flippin did all he could to try and make that catch along the near sideline. They're showing the replay on the video board to the north end zone now, and both feet were out of bounds. Yeah. Good call by the official.
Absolutely. Yeah, good call, the correct call by the official. At first I thought they had him in. I'm like, whew, I don't know about that. But, yeah, they definitely finally ended up making that correct call. And, unfortunately, Reidsville will have to punt here, try to flip the field position, but punting in their own end zone.
Yeah, they picked up one first down to get out of their own goalpost. But now Devin Shryock gets the punt away, and he gets upended. Flag comes down. Ball lands at the 50-yard line, takes a huge Reidsville bounce all the way across the 40, 35, down at the 31-yard line. as Shryock had his legs taken out from under him. And we'll see what this one's about.
Personal foul. Roughing the kicker. It's a defense. 15-yard penalty. First down.
Wow, on fourth down and 13. Remember, no automatic first down for the personal foul, so the yardage is going to result in the first down. As coming in off the edge was Jakarion Keenan. He was going all the way for the block, and he very nearly flipped Shryock over.
That's the correct call, Dave, as Keenan, went for the plant foot. I mean, he hit the plant foot, and you just can't do that. That'll be the personal foul, and Reidsville will have the ball once again. Keep the ball, I should say.
Critical penalty against Clinton. So now Reidsville will have first and 10 at their own 27.
27-yard line.
And that negated what was an amazing punt by Devin Shryock, by the way, even with that pressure coming in. On first down, bouncing off one tackler, and then getting bobbled up and brought down is Jarriel Cobb. Getting in there was Jaimeek Sampson, as well as Amaris Williams. A couple of those beefy guys along the Dark Horse defensive line. Gain of one, if that. It'll be second down and 10 from the 27.
Second down, 10 to go.
Ball's in the middle of the field as Reidsville goes right to left. Lee from the shotgun. Two wideouts to the right. Lee will hand it off. Stumbling for a moment was Jarriel Cobb. Then he regained his footing. And he's able to lunge forward to the 29-yard line. A pickup of two. That's going to make it third down and 8.
Another key third down here for Reidsville. So far they've had... they didn't convert. They ended up getting the first down via the penalty, but see if they can do it. Third down and long here.
From the left hash mark, Lee in the gun. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Cobb is in the backfield with Al Lee. Number 14 in the dark gray jersey, directing traffic. Play clock at 9. Now Lee takes a chest high snap, designed roll out to the right. Cox's arm, pump fakes. Now he's going to roll out, takes it upfield, and he is going to step out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That's going to be 2 yards shy of the line to gain. And that's going to set up fourth down now for Reidsville. With 5:10 to go in the first half, it's going to be fourth and 2 at their own 35.
Well, they tried Al Lee rolling to his right, as they've had success with that play, that formation early in this game, but nobody was open downfield, and Keenan was able to force him out of bounds, and it's a fourth and 2 now, punting team on for the Rams.
And Lee, not known for his running, only 236 rushing yards on the season, so now Devin Shryock is going to punt it again, this time standing at his own 20. Good snap, no rush this time from the Dark Horses. They learned their lesson from that one. And now a fair catch signaled and made by Alex Evans, backpedaling at the 22-yard line. So another good punt from Devin Shryock, and Reidsville does, in fact, flip the field position. After starting at their own 1, picked up a couple of first downs, and the good boot by Shryock will send Clinton starting at their own 22-yard line down 14-3.